This is like Ariel, and you're like totally listening to Foul Monkeys. I just wet my panties. Testicles. Vaginas. Erection. Penny pudding. Hi, and welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is your host, Gina, and I have a very special guest host in the house today.
You've heard her before. Give it up.
Give it for it, Miss Thang. Miss Kathy.
Hey, Miss Kathy in the house.
How you doing today?
I'm doing fine, girl. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
That's good. That's good.
Nice little day.
Yes. Okay, so I guess we're going to get this show started off today talking about giving birth.
Oh, yeah. Do you know anything about it?
Not personally, no. I was given birth.
Yeah, somebody gave birth to me, but...
My mama shot me out of her twat.
I didn't come that way. I didn't take that route.
Really?
I took the easy route.
Oh, you went circumcision?
C-section, yes. That really sounds like... I took the easy route.
Oh, God. Could you imagine me getting those two fucking confused whenever I'm doing those medical billing?
Oh, yeah. That will be good.
Mr. Johnson's C-section.
Right well.
Yes. And Miss Caroline's circumcision was 6 pounds, 7 ounces.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
What drugs is this person on? Jesus. Like, get a phone call. Excuse me, but since when does Mr. Johnson have a C-section?
That's what you coded.
Not my fault, bitch.
But, you know, that's okay.
But, yes, you know. So, if you could give birth, if you decided to, would you do it naturally? Would you let that thing?
No, give me the drugs, bitch.
So you do it C-section? You wouldn't let it come squirting out your pussy?
Well, if it had to come out that way, they'd have to give me lots of drugs.
Lots of fucking drugs.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. Because no.
I don't blame you.
No.
It's like, God, could you imagine how much that fucking hurts? It stretches that pussy out big time.
Well, that and your hip bones come apart. I don't think so.
It's like a snake unhinging its jaws.
I know.
To eat a big ass fucking rat.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, that's, no. So I think that's what always scared me about having kids.
What's that?
First off the birth.
Right.
And then, you know, like the 400 years after that. Because, you know, they never leave.
I know, right.
They it's never like, leave.
Once you have them, they just want to stay around for fucking ever.
That's it. They're there.
It's like, get the fuck away from me. Mm-hmm. Damn, I had you. I'm not taking care of you the rest of my fucking life.
Yeah,
you're only getting 18 years from me, baby. No, but I mean, if they had to stay, you know, like, I guess school or whatever, that's
different. That's different.
Yeah.
Unless they lived off at campus.
Do what?
Unless they lived off on the campus.
Yes.
And sometimes that might be well worth it.
True. Exactly.
But, because those are special times for them, too. But,
true. Make them careful, too, so they'll make you a grandparent.
Yeah. Why you have to raise
it's interesting to see that I have my siblings are grandparents now.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're not that old.
No.
I mean...
26.
You're okay. And yes. I look like...
Yes, you look like...
Charo.
Princess Di.
Well, thank you.
Yes, you're beautiful, baby. You're beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
No problem. She's dead.
I know. I thought about that.
I was not implying that.
Oh,
that
yeah.
You look like this. Oh, please don't, you know.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, sure.
Sure.
Whatever you say, babe.
Whatever. I believe you. I sure do.
Yeah, baby, I do.
What? Fucking ever.
Whatever.
I'm saying, damn it.
So, but anyway.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I would go. I guess if they would give me the good drugs and it would take effect so it doesn't hurt that bad, yeah, I would go natural. Mm-mm. And, you know, of course, I'd want one of those rearview mirrors so I could see.
No.
See that head stretching that pussy out, just like stretch.
Nope.
A big ass head coming through there.
That's just, you know, that's just.
And could you have.
That ain't right.
I know. Especially.
That ain't human.
And the guys shouldn't see that.
No.
You know that? Because, you know, that just destroys their manhood.
See just, what I can do with this thing?
See, you're nothing. See? You thought you were huge. Look at this. I can take a baby head.
You're sick.
Yes.
You're sick.
Mama can take a baby's head.
You're sick.
Just, like, you ain't got shit. So, you women out there, whenever your husband is boasting about having a huge cock, you can always just remind them, it's like, I've had bigger. Especially if you've, you know, been pregnant and had
especially
kids.
Especially if you have kids.
That's right. I've had bigger.
Mm-hmm. I'm not impressed.
You don't compare. Nothing compares.
You're sick.
Yes.
You are such a freak.
I know. It's wonderful.
It's hello, glorious. Canuck Cub.
Hi, I guess. Yes, Canuck Cub.
You just popped right into my head.
Miss Kathy has decided to come and join me today on the show because...
Yes, because you won't come to my show and see me.
Right.
GayDessert.com. Write me.
Yes.
At gmail.com. Please.
Yep, GayDessert@gmail.com. Writer.
Yes. Yes. Call me.
Yeah. All right.
206. 20 cakes.
You go, girl. Shameless plug, shameless plug.
I know. But I'm kind of shameless. But I have to tell my little buddy, Canuck
Cub.
That's right,
because you want to talk to him.
Yeah, I want to, you know.
You've been waiting to hear from him for a long time.
First he said he would marry me.
That's right.
And if he wasn't, he wasn't a big old fairy. Isn't that what he said?
I think so. I think that's what he said. If he wasn't a big old fairy, he would marry you.
And I said, well, that probably would be cool, because if I wasn't a big old lesbo, I'd marry him too.
That's right. Big old lesbo. Big old lesbo. Yeah.
I'm very quiet about it, though.
What? Your lesbianism?
I really am.
Yeah.
Unless somebody backs me in that corner.
Right. And, to people that you're not sure you're comfortable with them knowing, you're like me. It's like, if I feel that you're comfortable with knowing and it's not going to, like, totally, you know, make you act stupid, then, you know, I may tell you.
Yeah.
You know, whenever the time comes.
Right.
Otherwise, it's like...
I mean, I don't just walk into a room and go, hi, my name's Kathy, I'm a lesbian.
Fag, really, I'm a fag. Hi, everyone, I'm fag. Fags in the house. Fags in the his house. Or you just like, or you have this little ringing bell, ding, 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 ding. Gay alert, fag, 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 fag. You know, just let them all know. Get out in the fucking open.
Such a freak. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
But you got to love the gina.
Yeah.
Especially because you're a lesbian. Lesbians love gina.
They do?
Yes, they do.
How you know that?
That's right. Because.
Because I told you, huh?
Well, just, you know.
Well, I love whoever you are.
Of course.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Yeah, me and gina get along, okay?
Yes, we are. What the fuck are you keep looking
These
at?
These clouds are just phenomenal out this
are you
window
tripping
today.
On something?
No, I'm
are you
not.
Tripping?
Listen, you got these clouds right in my face.
Okay, we have a nice little view. Even though I had to move my fucking desk because I had a tsunami on the inside of my apartment.
Yes.
Wetting every fucking thing, and I don't know if they got it fixed, but luckily, thank the goddesses, the last two rain showers we've had here, I have had no drip.
Good.
So I'm praying to the goddesses that they keep that up. But Miss Thing is over here just like tripping out looking at these damn clouds. Every time I look over here at her, she's looking up at the clouds all dazed and confused.
I'm not confused. Big old snowballs.
Jeez.
But they're making some weird shapes today.
All right, girl, here you go. Tripping on dazed.
There's a lion's head and a monkey's face.
Oh, foul monkey.
Yeah, and lion.
Well, tell them, I thought shit at you.
No.
You know how them foul monkeys are. You ever been to the zoo and have them throw shit at you?
Yes, bastards. They're nasty.
They are, man. They like to shit in that hand. Just fling that shit at you. I think the funniest thing I ever saw was on one of the...
Although they've never done it to me.
No.
I've seen it done.
That's good. Have you ever had one, like, grab something, like, you get close to them, and they, like, grab you and just, like, fucking pull for dear life?
I had one at a flea market do
like,
that.
You know, like, grabbing at
you. Grab my fingernail.
Right, yeah.
Because I used to have long, long fingernails, and he loved my fingernails. He'd, like, play with them. I put them in there, and then he started to try to bite, and it's like, oh, bitch, I don't know what kind of disease you got. You ain't
giving me monkey disease.
Uh-uh. I'll turn into, yeah, I know. That's not my thing.
I ain't growing a tail. Although that'd be kind of fun if you could hang from it.
Yeah, if you could hang from it like they do. That'd be cool. Then you could just use both hands.
That's right. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be
kind of cool. Climb a tree.
Just hang out.
That's right. Just hang the fuck out.
Yeah. Be like a bat monkey.
I know.
Hanging upside down, sleeping.
That's right.
Build a little cape. Make a little cape so you can sling it over your head.
That's right.
Hell yeah. Keep the light out.
Exactly. That'd be cool.
Then, you know, people can get to you because you'd be up in a tree.
I know, right.
They'd be hollering at you, though, then. I had to bite them.
Bite them real hard. Get the fuck out of my tree.
What are you doing waking my ass up?
I know, right? Bitch.
I didn't come and wake you up.
That's right. So.
But, yeah, so the clouds are quite spectacular today.
Interesting.
Yes, it is.
Very interesting. But I think the funniest thing I've ever kind of seen was actually, I didn't actually witness this, but it was one of those America's Funniest Videos.
Uh-huh.
There was this tiger that these people were videotaping. And the tiger, he was up there loving all on the fence and everything, getting them to scratch him and stuff. And then he's like kind of walked away and pointed his ass at him and lifted his tail. And all of a sudden he sprayed him.
Uh-huh.
That was just so funny because they were like, ah!
Yeah, that
was
be
just
funny.
Too funny.
But that's what... Onyx did to Patty.
What, sprayed her?
Uh-huh. Wow. It was, like, really weird.
Hmm. Marked his territory.
Yeah, so. Wow. Yeah, she chose her. Hmm. Not, you know, but she stuck with me.
Yeah.
So.
Poor kitty.
Yeah, bless her heart. I try to take care of her.
Of course. You know, yeah, she's spoiled.
Yeah, but she doesn't like me. Well, but that's okay.
Whatever.
She doesn't.
Oh, yes, she does. Please.
She only likes me because I feed her.
Of course. That's the only reason cats like anybody is because I feed them.
No,
they have
some
to.
Cats, my other cats love me.
Huh?
My other cats love
true,
me.
True, but, you know, it's all good. They, you know, they have their fucking cat personalities.
I know, but she just really doesn't like me.
Okay. Well, sure.
Sort of like my ex Ruby. She doesn't really like anybody. Mm-hmm. A little bit worse about it than that.
Really?
All that blackness she's got. My Nubian goddess.
Nubians. Well, speaking of Nubian goddess, Miss Thing at work, did you hear about that she has a friend? Okay, you know who I'm talking about, right? At work, don't say her name. Well, actually, we've had said her name, Marilyn.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, her friend went up to her and mentioned that she listens to the show, Foul Monkeys, and... Marilyn told her that she knew myself and Ricky, and the girl's like, oh, no, you don't. You know, just went on about, no, you know, you don't know them. And just like, so we had to tell the girl on the air that, you know, on one of our shows that, yes, indeed, we did know Miss Marilyn. Miss Nubian Goddess. She's so beautiful.
She is a pretty girl.
Oh.
She's a pretty girl.
I would lesbian with her.
I bet you would.
Of course.
There'd be a lot of.
Yes, because she's beautiful. Could you imagine, oh man, she would just like have him left and right if she was a lesbian.
Yeah.
What was that?
I was thinking. It's true.
Yes.
She's a very pretty girl.
She's beautiful.
She's a very sweet girl, too.
Yes, she is. She's a beautiful personality.
Like
that's a good thing about her. It's both her personality and her looks just coincide with each other, and she's just such a beautiful person.
She is.
Very beautiful.
She might be different in that situation, but.
What? Being a lesbian?
Or being in a relationship, she might be different.
You never know. You never know how people are in that situation. Because people, it's really weird that they seem to change sometimes when they
sometimes
go into a relationship.
Sometimes they do. Which is not a good thing.
Of course not. And what's even worse is if you go into a relationship and just jump right into it, you know. Mm-hmm. You just start off like, okay, we're moving in together, and it's like, whoa, shit. There's a lot there's a lot of shit we don't know about each other. It's like, what are you doing? Babe. What the fuck are you doing?
First off, you don't know a lot of things about me, exactly. Okay?
Like, first off, we got to figure out what each other's pet peeves are. Because, right. I mean, I think that's the biggest problem with relationships is the lack of communication and figuring this shit out first instead of letting sex, which is a lot of it.
Exactly.
Hormonal shit of, oh, you know, I found somebody that's, you know, so blah, 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 whatever, you know, however you're attracted to them.
Right. But it's usually,
you know,
a sexual start.
Exactly. It's like, what, I mean, there's probably going to be some kind of a difference of what y'all believe in, whatever it may be. You're
not
going to be
perfectly matched because that's not the way it works.
Exactly.
Opposites attract.
That's why I think people.
Very true statement.
Oh, yes, most definitely. So. And I think people should take straight people, of course, since they're the only ones that can get married, that I think they should discuss how, one, how many children they want, and two, how they
plan to
raise the children so that they can
plan to how they plan to stay on that track.
Right, yes. And, you know, find out before they actually do that of whether, you know, they both have the same, you know, in agreement or can come to whatever before they even do that, because
that's where logic comes into it.
And there's no logic in love.
No, there isn't. So, you can talk about it all.
It's all about the sex and the fucking. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. You know, the nasty raw sex it's all about. That's what dictates about whether we have a relationship.
That was the one good thing about Patty's and I's relationship. We started under harsh pretenses, but it wasn't a sexual thing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Interesting. And I don't know why, but, you know.
That's how my last.
It wasn't based on that, right. So.
Well, my last relationship that I was, like, living with a person was based on sex. Mm. And the biggest thing was he had a big cock. So it was like, that was the biggest turn on, but then getting into it, it was actually fun.
Right.
And being in it, because we had some of the same interests, but then it just got to the point where it was just like, okay, it was way too soon.
Right.
You know, on his part, and not necessarily on my part, because I had been out of a relationship for a long time before I decided to, you know, let the guard down and try something.
Right.
Because I was attracted to him.
Right.
And his personality and everything, not just his cock, but everything about him. But unfortunately, it was too soon for him. But
that's not a good mixture either.
No, definitely not. Mm-mm. But it was.
No.
Okay.
No,
I'm, you know.
I think that's why I'm so standoffish from everything, you know?
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I'll, like, chat and flirt with anybody, but if you make a move into my space, it's like, I back up and go, oh, no, you need to go.
And don't get to the point of where, like, you and I, we both know where our relationship, excuse me.
This is Piglet?
Yes, foul monkeys for nothing, baby. I'll do it again, damn it. See if the fucking downloads will go up. Have you seen? Oh, you haven't been on the site lately, have you? Yeah. Miss Farty Ass has jumped her ass up. I think she's over 300 now.
That's fucking retarded.
Fucking download. People over 300 people have fucking downloaded that. But they can't come to the site and download our fucking show. We're at like probably 30 or something or whatever. Yeah, no fucking laugh. Uh-uh. But ain't that some shit? They're starting to catch up with that fucking video, that Farty Girl. She's starting to catch up with one of our shows that's been downloaded the most, our top downloaded one. She's catching up with it. It's like, what the fuck is up with that?
Don't you hate that?
I know, it's disgusting.
Oh, well.
But, you know, what the fuck? Oh, well.
Don't put it on gay dessert. No,
I hadn't thought about that.
No,
that'd be good traffic.
No,
it's good traffic, baby. It's good. See, I mean, you can look at that. I mean, we'll get our name out there. I mean, that's one way to get the fucking name out there.
That's true.
You know, put Farty Ass on there. They'll at least check
special appearance.
Yes, making her second debut.
Miss Farty Butt.
Miss Farty Ass. Oh, yes, Miss Bitch. But yeah, she's up in the 300s, girl.
Oh, God.
Fucking whore.
Careful. careful what you say.
Oh, I know. I love her. She's fun. I love that video. I can understand.
She's sick.
See, I can understand why people want to watch that video. I can definitely, because I love it, you know.
It makes me laugh.
It's a funny ass video. But it's like, damn it, don't just look at that. Fucking listen to us too. Shit. Bring her totals up.
Fuck.
I know. Don't we hate. Bitch. We bitch, don't we, on
yes,
the show?
We bitch. All the time, you bitch.
Oh, well, fuck them. I don't care.
You fuck them. You brought them, you fuck them.
My guess. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to take over the spot.
Like, I got my own show. I don't want to be here forever. I'm just
bouncing around, just saying hi.
That's right. I'm just temporarily here.
GWM.
Yes.
Cruising?
Yes. GWM.
Oh, okay.
You can say it.
But if I don't want to.
Well, okay. That's all right.
Okay, it took me a minute, but you know.
Okay, it's all good.
It's all good.
See, I also said it could have been gorgeous white male, but nobody went for that. They're like, yeah. Okay, sure.
But see, I think you're gorgeous. You're a freak.
Yeah, I'm freaky gorgeous.
You're a freak.
Yes.
But, you know,
could you imagine me
way.
With wide eyes like Mr. Manson?
No.
Like his.
No.
Wouldn't that be, wouldn't that be beautiful with
no.
wide eyes like that?
No. Yes, it would be freaky.
But I would be beautiful with my black hair.
Hmm.
My hair. My black hair.
Hmm. I thought you were going to dye it blue, Marge Simpson.
I wanted to do it that way, but you're just like, no, you shouldn't.
I don't think you should.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
That's that. That's that.
I think
but I love you.
I'm talking about like a bright. I would say if you take the color right here on your end
glasses.
Pieces, on the end pieces, not the translucent blue, but the your corner pieces where your jewels are, your family jewels.
Yeah.
If you took that and made it like a light, make it. A lighter version of that color, but like bright. That color bright.
Mm-hmm.
I would like that too. Or I could go with an indigo blue.
You're
like
freaky.
My Indian heritage. What do you think about that? Going indigo.
There's nothing wrong with the color of your eyes now.
I'm not talking about my eyes, I'm talking about my hair.
Oh, God.
What the fuck?
Indigo. No. No, that would be worse.
What? That would be pretty because you know what I did one time or a couple of times? I took a plum color and mixed it with a dark brown,
That's what I used to do.
So that when I was in the sun, my hair was plum color, but on the inside,
it looked brown.
It was like a dark, almost black.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was cool.
I like that.
But I like to do that and have it like indigo blue when I'm outside, so it's like a deep blue. My Indian blue. Almost like a crow blue, or what do you call them, blackbirds? The one with the real
crows.
beautiful blue,
black that shines purple.
Yes, blue. That beautiful blue feathers.
Iridescent, yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're iridescent, all right.
Iridescent. You're so iridescent.
Eerie.
Descent.
Turquoise.
Ooh. I'm not a big fan of turquoise. Yeah, no, you got your turkeys.
Turkey.
I'm not a big fan of that color.
Very calming
until it just disgusts me, only because a roommate of mine was like major lover of teal.
I know, I don't like a lot of teal.
It was like Mr. Teal.
I like the color.
Oh, yeah.
I like the color, but it's not a color that you would use a lot of.
Of course not. Any color was just too much if you use too much. Like me and the ex actually decided, which I thought I'm not a big fan of, like the pastels and those type of colors, the soft girly colors, even though, you know, me and Miss Thing.
Yeah.
But we decided he wanted to do his like kind of like a banana yellow, his bathroom. It was interesting. It was cool. It was actually a pretty yellow. I mean, I'm not a yellow person, but it was actually a pretty yellow for the bathroom.
Yeah.
So we took and painted both all the walls and the ceiling this yellow. Oh my God, talking about blinding yellow. Oh my God, you'd walk into this bathroom. Okay, and we also took and he had, I think it was three mirrors. And we, he had his bathroom was wide enough to where we could put all these mirrors, and they pretty much covered most of the one wall. Mm-hmm. It was really cool looking. But even with that, there was just way too much yellow. We had to wind up repaint the ceiling and do it white, and that set it off then. Mm-hmm. That made it a lot better.
So much yellow.
It was like shocking yellow when mm-hmm. you walked in there. It was like a banana exploded in that fucking bathroom. Like, because when we got finished, because we weren't sure, because we did the walls, and it was like, should we do the ceiling? And it needed to be painted anyway. So we did the ceiling yellow, and then after that, it was just like, every time I walked in, it was like, oh my fucking God, all this goddamn fucking yellow. Jesus fucking Christ. It's like, so I told him, we need to do something with that.
That's way too much.
I'm like, you don't have to paint it white, maybe a soft white, I don't, or lighter yellow, something to break, because it was just overbearing. Mm-hmm. It was just, ugh. And he had blue tile floors, like a soft blue.
Yeah.
And it was just almost like a powder blue, kind of. And I'm like, we gotta do something to the ceiling. It's like, it's the yellow's got to go. There's way too much fucking banana explosion in here. So as soon as we painted the ceiling white again, it was 100% better. Good. 100%, it looked a lot better in there.
Good.
So, and I like doing shit like that.
Yes, yeah,
it's
I
so much
too.
Fun. Construction. Yeah. That's my butch side.
That's your butch side?
Yes.
I have one of those.
My manly side. I get in touch with my manly side every once in a while.
Yeah. You know. What was it you called my truck the other day?
A
bull dyke.
Yes, a bull dyke.
She's not a bull dyke.
Oh, he said that because there's a sissy driving it or a girl driving it.
Well, I'm not a sissy.
Well, that's why you noticed I said I changed that. I said to a girl driving it, because you're not a sissy. You're an in-between.
Yeah, I'm a tweener.
Yeah, you're a tweener. You're kind of like...
I can be feminine if I have
to. You're
a
femme butch.
Yes.
Or you're butch femme. Or butchinol.
Butchinol.
But you're butch femme. Yes. You're in the middle.
Yeah. Well, I had to learn to be. I haven't always been like this.
Really? Mm. Which one were you first?
Femme.
You were completely femme. You did all the femmy shit.
Oh, yeah. No, I just kind of eased into life.
Got tired of...
Well, no, there's just... I acquired responsibilities that made me do stuff, so it's like I'm not liking it so much sometimes.
True.
I would really, I think in the next couple of years I'm going to sell my house.
Really?
Maybe. I don't know. And still live in an apartment.
Yeah. It's so much easier.
It is.
It's so much easier. You don't have to worry about all that extra shit, all the extra taxes and stuff.
It's a lot easier.
You know, insurance is good to have. You know, I should actually get renter's insurance here just in case.
Good luck finding it.
Yeah, I know, right? But that's all I need is, you know, another fucking bill.
Yeah. So. Yeah, exactly. I have the feeling.
That's fucking crazy.
So. But, yeah, so it's a lot different owning a home.
Yeah, it is. It sucks. I used to own one. Many
we'll say
years
it sucks,
ago,
but
mine did. Well, I mean, I guess the only reason why I say it sucked is because A, I didn't have the money to fix the house up. It was definitely a fixer upper.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there was some work needed to be done in the house, and I just didn't have the money to do it. There was a couple of things I tried to do, but you know, I just didn't have the energy or the money.
Right.
You know, and it just got to the point where it just became a burden. You know?
Yeah.
And then
I can understand that.
Insurance company told me they were dropping the insurance because of the repairs that were needed and everything. And it was like, okay, I got to get out.
Good girl.
Thank you.
Yay.
Please give me a rating between 1 and 10. I know it was probably about a 4. Not a good one. Oh, jeez, that was a 0. Sorry. That was a little one.
That's a little girl.
That was a pity one. That was terrible.
No, it just got terrible. The air bubble out.
That was just a...
That's all I needed.
That was like
at that point.
That was like a fucked ass that's trying to fart.
No. No, there'll be no fucked ass.
There's no sound, it's just... What happened? Oh, I farted. Oh, that was you farting? Oh, I thought somebody whispered. No, it's me. Whoops. Did it again.
You're such a freak.
Yes, I am.
I know. God.
But gotta love the China.
Yes.
China's good.
She's a sweetie. Yes.
A little furry, but she's good. Bitch. Yes. She's a bitch, too. She's a whore. We can't.
Don't use that word.
I love it.
I hate that word.
I know.
You can't but say it's, that word.
It's not a bad word.
Yes, it is. Wow. Yes, it is. I broke a guy's nose one time because he called me that.
I would never call you that.
I know you wouldn't do it.
To me,
but it's just a bad word.
Well, to me, it is definitely deserving. Like, if a woman is truly a cunt, she should be allowed to be called a cunt.
Yeah, but women don't like that word.
Well, some of them should not be that. Women should not be cunts.
So I understand you're coming from, like, but it ain't right.
And see, that's one thing I never understood, because I was married. Okay? Shocker. I mean, Ricky.
Me too,
Ricky,
twice.
You know, almost fell out of his chair when I told him I was married. But that's one thing I never understood about women, is she would never say something. She would never tell me what she wanted. I had to always figure out what she was saying. What the fuck is up with that? Don't say, say something that you don't mean. Or don't say something and expect me to try to
figure it out.
Decipher what the fuck you're talking about. Just come out and say it. It's like whenever...
I've learned to get that way.
Huh?
I've learned.
So have I, You know, there was times that...
Look,
you know,
I don't like that shit. Don't be doing it no more. Yeah.
It's like, want to go somewhere or do something, if you really want to. Well, that's not what I asked you. If I didn't want to, I wouldn't...
I wouldn't have asked.
I wouldn't, say something. And Billy, I want to go, I do want to go and do it, yeah.
Yes or no?
Exactly. Whatever.
Didn't mean to bring up no bad things.
I don't know. What the fuck that?
Women are weird, but men are weirder.
Men are just testosterone-driven horn dogs, that's all.
That's all they are.
And
not all of them are that way or act upon that way, but it's like instinct, yeah?
You know, and I guess it's a good thing that there are some straight men out there.
Yeah.
Because if a lot of those straight men out there were to actually have a gay sexual experience and realize how good it felt, they'd probably never fuck a woman again.
About that.
Especially if they, found out that the ease of getting it, if you will, especially if they're single, of getting it from another guy because they're horny too, 24/7, they probably never would want another woman. I guess women would have to quit using that. Oh, I have a headache. Like, oh well, I'll go get some ass somewhere else.
I never used that. Then again, I'm not normal. So
true.
Yeah. So
might be normal.
I never used that one. I always just kind of said, no, look, I'm pissed off at you. Leave me alone. Would be wise for you to leave me alone.
Yes, be very wise.
Yes. And tomorrow ain't looking real good either. I know, motherfucker.
Okay, so, well, I guess I'm going to start closing because it's getting close to that.
Okay.
Only because I know you only want to do a short show. You don't want to do a long one because you're sitting in because don't know where Ricky's at.
Yeah, I wonder where he is.
I haven't heard from him. I mean, I haven't tried to call him, so.
Yeah, I was just wondering because normally, like you said, he was online, then he was away.
And then I slept all day yesterday.
Dog.
I know. I don't know what the fuck happened to me, but I crawled on that couch and had a red hairy for a little while and passed the fuck out.
Today is Saturday.
Yes, it is.
All right. Oh, man, I'm confused.
I know, right?
It's like, what?
Go to the website and leave a comment, foulmonkeys.com. Or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and leave us a voicemail. And I'll let Miss Kathy read our two voice lines that you can call.
Okay.
That is a two.
The two?
Yes.
Okay, first voice line, 206-666-2252. It's a
bad number. Yeah, and that's a good number. Okay, and this spells foul, just so you know.
Oh, okay. Okay. And the second line is 206-984-3685, which is foul, F-O-U-L.
That's right.
Because these people are foul.
Yes, we are. And Kathy has been converted to one of us. She's a foul. She's a honorary guest foul monkey, I guess you could say.
I'm a monkette.
Well, monkette. I'll run that past my partner and to verify that. I can't make that full decision because, you know, this is a 50-50 corporation.
That's right. 50-50.
50-50. So, but yes, so please visit, you know, the sites and leave us a message. Go to iTunes, subscribe to us, or download us there. Or, you know, there's other places you can go. I'm trying to remember where all we are at. I think Podcast Lounge. A bunch of different fucking places. But anyway. So, I think that's it.
All right.
So.
I had a great time.
Thank you. Thank you for joining me.
It was fun. So. We'll do it again someday.
Hopefully.
All right.
Hey, Ricky and Donna. This is Rory Cubs.
Hello.
I'm at work, and I just want to say fuck you to all the customers who come in and act really fucking stupid. It's not really that hard to fucking buy glasses. All right, guys. Have a nice day.